What happened to you a long time ago before you had this gift? Or did you always have it, just never knew it?
Well, that's a tough question, because if I always had it and never knew it, then how would I know it?
That sounds like a time travel paradox, right?
Well, you know, only after this came about did I actually look back and see some interesting things in my life that I hadn't really put together. You know, I thought that these were little childhood experiences. Well, except for the first one. The first one was actually... Well, here, let me do the background in a second, and then we'll come to this.
All right,
for people tuning in. The briefest version of the story here, Reader's Digest, is that I was a chiropractor, and somewhere in my 12th year of practice, lights started turning themselves on in my house, and I found doors in the interior open that I know I had closed before I'd gone to sleep. I felt people in my home, which was an experience I had never had before, and let's just say it wasn't a very comfortable one. Next thing I know, my patients start feeling people in the room with us. My palms blistered a couple of times and actually bled once, not like a stigmata, but more as if you accidentally stuck your palm with a pin or needle, that little bit of blood that comes out doesn't quite go anywhere. And people started reporting healings. Vision was coming back. They were showing us their lab reports of their tumors going away. People were getting out of wheelchairs, not all of them, but some of them, enough of them that we knew something odd was up, and as word got out, science and researchers at University of Miami and University of Arizona and other places started inviting me down to study this, because when my hands would get near an individual, you would actually be able to see consistently reproducible involuntary, what I call registers. Their eyes would start to move a certain way rapidly back and forth. The tiny little muscles around their mouth that we couldn't possibly move intentionally would start to move in various different ways. Breathing would change. Fingers and toes would start to go into an involuntary movement. And on research in the laboratories, we found that people's brain waves were altered. And when they hooked me and someone I would work with up to EEG and EKG, meaning brain waves and mm-hmm. heart waves, they found that my heart wave showed itself up in those people's brain waves, which was something they had never before seen. They said they were almost willing to accept the possibility that two heart waves or two brain waves might entrain.
That's weird.
They'd never seen a heart wave and a brain wave, right? But then it gets stranger, you see, because first the researchers started saying, who were the last people I ever thought would say something like this, that I seemed to be some kind of a bridge between science and spirituality, between people being able to reconnect with their own ability to heal. And as word got out, people started saying, teach this, teach this. And I said, you know, I don't have any way to teach this. I don't even know what it is. It's not like, you know, it's not like I woke up one morning and there was an instruction manual at my feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But more and more people who had had private sessions would call me when they got home and say they walked into their house and their lamp, their computer, their stereo, their television started to turn itself on and off and on and off repeatedly. They felt sensations in their hands. They'd hold it by someone in their family, and a grandfather could speak again after the stroke, and, you know, and the brother was able to, you know, regain the use of a limb that was damaged. And we found out that somehow or other, this ability, once you interact with it, seems to be transmittable to other people. And the researchers are feeling that this is a new ability. They're using the concept, the phrases of a broader, more expansive bandwidth of healing frequency than has been here before. Yet I know it's more than just energy or bandwidth or frequency. It is a healing that can come only from the intelligence of the universe. Choose the word you like. God, love, source, creator, I don't care what
you want.
Is
it like prayer? Is it something like that,
well,
in a sense?
In one sense, it's prayer. In the sense that it's prayer is you can't inflict a healing on anyone. It's simply an offering. Yet there's no religion to it, but I do believe that it's of source, God, creator, whatever word you want. In other words, I don't want to call it spiritual healing because that carries that horrible baggage of slap you in the forehead, fall over backwards, and mm-hmm, pass around the collection mm-hmm. plate.
Which does happen if it's real.
Well, you mean spiritual healing.
Yes.
It does happen when it's real, yes. So just for the sake of clarity, I would rather say, if we wanted to say what is it closest to or how would you describe it, I'd rather call it healing with spirit just so it doesn't get the negative baggage connotated with it. It's called reconnective healing. That's the official name for it.